Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Open wide, folks.
Woo!
Faucet is wide open.
Maybe the most Morning Zoo thing you two have ever done was simultaneous woos.
Yeah, we woo.
Woo! Okay, let's try it again because I liked it a lot. Open wide, folks.
Woo! Oh, Pony, you let
Pony.
Me down.
Yeah, you know what he did? He wrecked the pyramid.
Yeah, the comedy pyramid. You effed it up.
The Morning Zoo pyramid. It is a wide open Wednesday. Let us take your calls. We are taking your calls right now at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello.
Caller number one. Jessica?
Hello?
Oh, calling on your wife's phone, I see. Hello there, sir.
Hello? Is this the Flaccid Eagle?
Oh, batched.
I'd like a 3-second greeting.
I'm sorry, my friend. No, appreciate it.
Put Jessica on the phone.
Yeah, call Jessica and tell her to call.
get her on the horn.
Caller two, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't think that first one counted. This is caller one. Hello?
Who? I'm caller one?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Hi, I'm calling from Barranquilla, Colombia, the land of Shakira and of your friend Sofia Vergara.
Oh, my God, my friend. You are... No. Pony, you settle down there. Let us handle this. My friend, what's your name?
Luis.
Luis, are you calling us directly on a phone line or through Skype?
It's through Skype.
Ah, good man. Appreciate
Excellent.
That.
Excellent. And really, really dollar conscious.
What has brought you to gorgeous Barranquilla, Colombia?
Drug cartel?
No, I live here.
You live there?
I was born here.
Whoa. Yeah. How'd you discover the Mike O'Mara Show?
How'd you find the podcast?
I discovered the Mike O'Mara Show, what, 5 or 6, like a long time ago through iTunes, I believe.
Oh, that is
wow,
awesome.
Wow, that is pretty amazing.
That is awesome. I have a friend that goes to Colombia on a regular basis by himself.
The university or the country?
No, the country.
Okay.
And it's so funny. He gets away with going on vacation by himself. He's the only guy that comes back. And he's in a wonderful relationship, and she doesn't listen to the show.
Right.
But he's the only guy that comes back without pictures of his trip. And
very mysterious.
I imagine because you have such gorgeous women down there.
I lost my SD card again.
And it depends on where he's coming, too. If he's coming to Barranquilla, he would have a nice time. But he goes to Medellin, oh, my God.
Yeah, he wouldn't make it back, I imagine. That's amazing. We have an international listener that discovered us on iTunes.
You know what? Let's make him our sister city, because I don't know if he realizes this. Every day we broadcast from a district of Colombia.
Oh, hey. Yeah, very funny.
Oh, Rob is doing bad shtick. I apologize.
Still better than caller one.
We've got an international caller here. Another quick question before we get to the other calls, because lines are locked.
Lines are locked.
When we talk about the studio here, the Washington, D.C. studio, do you have a good mental image of how tightly packed we are? Because today we've got our friend Diego from another land. Mm-hmm. We've got Mac the Liar.
From another planet.
We've got Pony Boy. Mike clearly is out sick today, right. but we're doing all right. Do you get the gist of our little family here?
I've seen you guys on YouTube, and I've seen you guys on way back when you had the other streaming service, which I can't recall at the moment.
Yes.
And I do always wonder how come... Like, Oscar can't speak Spanish or English perfectly.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but he's got a strong C in both.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Passing grade.
C's get degrees, maybe. My friend. But are you spreading the word down in Colombia for us?
I try, but your humor is very American and doesn't really stick down here.
Estos gringos. Hey, have you seen the show Narcos on Netflix? Does it feel like they've captured the essence of Pablo Escobar and your wonderful country?
Not really. They shoot it in Brazil.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, man.
Well, it is dangerous in Brazil as well.
There's worse things. Is that like before, my grandma, who used to live in the States, she said that all the news she got from Colombia way back in the 80s was from Miami Vice.
Pretty
On
valid.
That note, my friend, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Thanks for all the support.
International. I like That's that.
Very, start off with caller one. This is caller two.
Hello.
Caller two, you're on there.
Hi, guys. This is Steve Chopko, the knife guy from Newark, Delaware.
Steve!
Chopko, your name is not Chopko, and you're not a knife guy, is it?
I'm not a knife guy, but every single time I write in for myself or my dad, you guys laugh.
Because your name
no
is
tomorrow about
Chopko.
Your last name.
Exactly.
Chopko.
What can we do for you, sir?
That is literally all I'm calling. I'm driving to work and said, holy crap, it's 9:20. Let me call.
You're the man. Do you ever get a chance to hear us on the wave when you're out there?
Down in Dewey Beach, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day at work. Appreciate it.
You guys do the same. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know why he called later?
Why?
Knife guys finish last. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Hello.
Wide open Wednesday.
Good
it
morning.
It sure is.
Wow.
Hey, Oscar, get rid of the house.
Oh. I was having such a nice morning. I had to bring up my albatross.
Sorry, man. You got to get rid of the house, man. So,
yeah, it's rough.
It's
rough.
It's going to be a money pit.
Are you a homeowner, sir?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Have you ever had to just walk away?
Say enough is enough?
Yeah.
I did that in 2009. Yes, I did.
Best feeling ever?
Best feeling ever. But my house wasn't built like in 1840 either. So.
Why did you have to walk away?
Oh, the market crashed and I couldn't afford it anymore.
Well, I mean, that's a different perspective.
When you left, did you take everything that wasn't nailed down?
No, but my ex, when we broke up, she took the stove, she took the dishwasher, she took kitchen sinks, bathroom sinks. She just stripped it.
We were shopping for a house in 2009, and we had a few of those abandoned properties. They said, let's not, close doors to anything.
And I don't blame them.
They showed us abandoned properties that literally had leaves rolling through them, and the doorknobs were gone.
So many people got boned.
Yeah.
They were like, I'm taking everything.
That's right.
I'm in construction. I've seen houses that have had doors taken.
Oh.
Whole houses empty of doors inside the house.
Do you know how to build a levee, and are you local?
No, I'm on the other side of the coast. I saw you both times out here in Reno. Both
awesome.
Times, so
cool.
Well, great.
We hope to get out there again soon.
I don't want to hold you on. Go get the other callers, man.
Thanks,
have
man.
A good day.
Appreciate it.
You know what? He could probably mail you a floor.
Build a levee.
And
what's
send
a
it.
Levee?
Send it first class.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
From the nation's capital, the McLaughlin Group, an unrehearsed, hastily assembled program presenting inside opinions and forecasts on major issues of the day.
Issue number one, life after death. Some pundits say it doesn't exist. Theologians disagree. Is there an afterlife? Jachamon!
I really don't know.
Mortone!
Well, it's not my field.
Pat Buchanan!
I'd like to believe, but it's
wrong! There is life after death. The soul does not ascend to heaven, but rather rests in a limbo state that varies depending on the karma of the spirit. Issue number four. Intelligent beings on other planets, yes or no? Pat Buchanan!
I would think so, but
Eleanor Cliff!
Don't know.
Jack Jamon!
Me either.
Mortone Town!
Well, no one really knows.
Wrong! There is intelligent life in the 11th galaxy on the planet Neptar, which will conquer Earth in the year 5482, utilizing us for slave labor and the Shalunian salt mines. Issue number five, what did you have for breakfast today, Eleanor?
Some cantaloupe.
Mortone Town, USA!
I had poached eggs and toast.
Jack Jamondo!
Bacon and eggs.
Patty Patty Buke Buke.
I'm thinking waffles, maybe
wrong.
A little...
Wrong! You all had Special K with banana. Issue number seven. What is issue 14 going to be? More teeny tiny tabletop.
Oh, acid rain?
Wrong! Eleanor, gee, I think you're swelling off.
I have
wrong!
No idea.
Wrong! You know quite well, you're just shy. Mondo, Jackalope, G-Man, Mania,
Jack... Well, it might be.
I'm not finished with your name, Jamonical. Jack-O-Lantern, J.G., Jimmy, 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 Mayhem.
You're insane, John.
Wrong! I'm perfectly sane. Everyone else, however, is insane and trying to steal my magic bag. St. Patrick of Buchanonomics.
I think I'm going to leave, John.
Wrong! You can't leave. All the doors are locked from the outside. Next issue.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Wait for it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I made myself laugh this morning.
Bye, bye.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. It is Wide Open Wednesday, and we are still taking your calls throughout the entire show at 888-920-MORE. Oscar, I got to ask you.
Chess.
Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind?
Oh, I'm ready.
And you're the guy for it. And you can do it while getting the best prices on the internet.
Okay.
This is how you do it. touchofmodern.com. They have all the latest trends, and whether it's fashion, tech, or decor, Touch of Modern has it, and they have it at the best price. Touch of Modern is always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention. You can go to the site throughout the day, and it changes.
The only piece of furniture I have in my car right now, I should be living out of my car. in my house is the Touch of Modern furniture I purchased.
Very, very yes. Cool. Yeah, Touch of Modern. Go there now. Timeless and unique products from top designers, all at the best prices online, anywhere, guaranteed. It is the best browsing website ever because they scour the globe. They find unique design-focused products that literally elevate your style. Tech gadgets that'll make you drop your jaw, sleek iPhone cases, accessories, dazzling new and vintage watches, plus men's fashions and accessories that are sure to get you noticed. Tons of new sales launch literally every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to discover and elevate anyone's lifestyle with one single click. And right now, our listeners can get immediate access to all these great deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today. Because tomorrow, it's going to be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. touchofmodern.com.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Oscar? You should go to Touch of Modern and get yourself a watch.
Why not?
I always like when I'm on my way into work, I can literally see the studio. I'm on Wisconsin yes. Avenue. I'm getting ready to park. And the phone
there
rings.
There it comes.
And it says, Oscar Zabaios.
Yes.
Is calling me on my phone. And I answer, and this is what I hear. Hey.
Hey.
Are we starting at 9 or 10 today? Oh.
9 or 10? Hey, man, it's 8:45. I'm laying here naked on my bed.
Oh, I didn't need to hear that.
Yes.
And so I said, well, I wanted to put a positive spin on it.
Mm.
So I said, I was planning for 9.
Yes. Well, and look, I know I'm always late.
Yeah.
But I'm usually maybe 5, 3, or 2 minutes late, yeah. Not 30.
Yeah.
And to be fair to me as well, this has been a moving target as far as schedule is concerned.
It has been, yes. But I thought we had agreed to revert because
we did. But then the next day we went a 10.
Well, no, you know, yesterday we discussed going back to 9 today.
Oh no, I wasn't here for that. I think, left right after.
I believe you were.
I was at a meter. It was time to go.
We were actually. You were involved in the discussion.
I was.
You had commentary.
9 tomorrow. Yeah. Who was here? Was Mike in the discussion?
No, it was me and you and Pony and.
I always cancel you guys out.
But you were
honestly
engaged.
Half the time. I'm when I'm here. I'm really just figuring out when I can leave, when you guys are done talking.
Yeah. Like, he does his sunboat as well.
Yeah,
but he was engaged. He asked about the traffic differences, remember?
He did.
Oh, that conversation.
Yes.
Pony said, I don't like coming in later. And then I said, well, why? And then he said, traffic is worse going home.
That's right. And getting
why
here.
Is that even possible?
No. It's not that it's worse going home. It's that we have a lot more stuff we have to do after the show now, especially being on the wave, that
yes.
I like to have enough time to
the
make
wave.
Sure everything gets done.
When does your day really end?
And
God
when,
bless.
And when does it begin?
Don't say never. I'm not talking about... forget about the website. Of,
7. I'd say like 7 p.m.
Forget about the website of this business.
Okay.
Like the infrastructure, the security, when
yes.
you find off the commies from breaking down our website.
Because
the
really, that's really the concern now is the communists.
Yes.
It is.
If you're just joining us, this is an episode from 1988.
Oh, no, they're back. They're back.
Before we go to a call, and if you're on the line, we'll get
they're
2 seconds.
Hey, they're back.
Outside of the web infrastructure, when does your day end?
Like the tangible work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. The web stuff usually comes on later in the day, so I'd say I'm done like cutting the show and doing
yes.
the production side by 3 or so.
Oh, wow.
I can tell because one of the last things he does is he forwards me the commercials for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's particularly busy, sometimes they don't roll in until well after dinner time. And then there's the days when Pony is happy and they run in about noon.
Ah. Yeah.
They come in the next morning.
Well, I appreciate that. Pony, you're one of the hardest working guys here on the team. Rob, when does your day end?
I would say 5:30 to 6.
When do you have your first drink?
5:30 to 6.
Like clockwork?
Well, no, actually, it depends. I couldn't drink until 9 last night because
why?
I had to pick Julie up at work. There was a chance that I was going to, I didn't have to do it, but I had to be on call because Julia was closing down.
Well, now you're not on call for surgery.
Well, no, no.
When does your day start?
Day start?
I mean, when does your day end?
Day end, I would say on average, 6 o'clock. And then, but it sometimes goes later if it's the day that we prep the bonus show or something like that.
We're not all hanging drywall.
Right.
It's not that
tough,
right?
I'm not saying that it's tough.
But what I'm trying to figure out is because both of you enjoy an evening cocktail.
Sure.
Yep. Because I've talked to both of you in the evening, and I know when you've had a cocktail.
Oh, it's not hard to spot.
And you're pretending not to have had a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
When is the earliest you've had a cocktail?
I would say for me, on an average,
Tuesday.
Yeah, I would say never before 5:30.
Okay, but at 5:30, it's happy hour.
Usually 6. 6 is 6. Great. Yeah,
I'd say 5:30
on every weekday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. We have something in common here. Okay.
And now that you're out of school, I think you should join the ranks of that.
No. I'm not as effective when I'm hammered in the evening.
I disagree.
Well, I don't get hammered.
Oh no, I guess the logic of every night, and I know both of you are raging alcoholics.
Right.
Every night at 5:30 saying, oh, it's happy hour.
But you know what? When he says he doesn't get hammered, I've talked to him. He sounds like Will Ferrell after getting the dart.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Instead of the, it's,
You mean someone's trying to access
their
website? I'm going to change the password.
It's his bonus password.
And that's it.
Again, well said,
Pony.
I was on a call yesterday with Rob and Mike. And again, Mike is just out sick today. He's got a doctor's appointment.
Yes.
He'll be back tomorrow. I got off the phone. I was like, had Rob been drinking?
No, not last night.
Not last night.
No.
All right, just confirm.
Sharp as a tack.
This man is lying.
Do we have a call?
Yes. Let's go to the calls. You're on there. Michael Mara Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Well, great. Thank you. What time do you usually have your drink during the week, my friend?
And how many nights a week do you drink?
Probably 3 nights a week.
All right.
That's fair. But
that's good.
When does that first drink touch your lips?
Probably, I'd say 5
You got something in common with the guys.
You might be the outlier.
I'm the square here.
Yeah, you're the square, daddy-o.
How's your day going?
It's going great. I'm in traffic in Boston. I think I give you guys a call.
Appreciate it, man.
What's going on in Boston?
Nothing. Traffic. I'm just delivering. I'm a truck driver.
Is it wicked slow?
Oh, it's wicked slow. Hey, I'm coming down to you guys in November, and where can I park my car?
Not in Georgetown.
Yeah.
They'll tell you.
There's wicked parking right by the Improv.
There's a CVS across the street here. It's pretty open.
Oh, okay, good. I hope there's a place to park my car.
Actually, friend, if you park at the Improv, they have killer parking deals.
Right next door.
Yeah, right next
good
door.
Good stuff.
Heads up. Great question. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You know they had the big dig up there years ago.
Is it done?
It's done.
Good.
I think it's done.
Time to head up. Get a lobster, see the completed roads.
Mike O'Mara Show, you're on there.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Oh,
good
there.
Good morning.
It's Lynn. It's the D.C. ambassador. How are you?
Oh, it's Lynn, our D.C.
Fan
club ambassador.
Woo!
Are you wearing your fan club sash?
No, not right now. I'm at work right now.
Oh, I thought you should wear it to work.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful, like, Miss America sash.
On call all the time.
Wonderful. You never know when you could be called upon.
That's true. I guess we need to go home and get it then.
Yes, send someone, please.
How's work going for you today?
It's going.
Yeah.
if that's any correlation, it's going.
When does your first drink touch your lips?
At what time of night?
What time of night? We're talking about afternoon, 2:30.
All of a sudden, Oscar, I seem very well adjusted.
I'm the square.
What can we do for you, Lena?
I'm just calling just to say hi. I hope Mike's okay and everything's going well, and make sure that everything's all up and ready for November 5th.
Oh, we're everything's going to be good.
It's 50-50.
No, it's going to be wonderful. Oscar's such a jerk.
No, with Mike's health.
Oh, yeah. Well, that always. Yeah, but 50-50. That's been the case for 10 years.
50-50. He'll be there one way or another. Trust me.
Either on stage or on display.
I was like, we need casters just in case. Thank you, Lena.
We'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one. Casters. I priced them out.
Did you?
Load bearing.
Pretty good.
Let's go. Let's go.
Load bearing. That's pleasant.
Next caller, you're on there.
Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Hey, it's Johnny. I'm just heading to work in Malibu, and I just wanted to say what up to my boys.
Johnny, you work in Malibu, California?
I do, yes, sir.
I'm so jealous. The greatest land ever.
That's, you know, there's only really one Johnny I think of in Malibu, and that's the late Johnny Carson. Are you a talk show host?
Of course you'd bring up Johnny Carson, Rob.
Of course. What do you do for a living, sir?
I work in a bar, which is surprising because I'm heading there right now to open it at 7 a.m.
Wow.
Whoa, yeah. 7 a.m.?
Well, I mean, will you be serving drinks at 7 a.m.?
Sometimes, yeah. It's a members club, so people sometimes like to get started early.
They have their own rules. They have their own rules there.
I just wanted to say, hey, because I never up this early, and I'm Mike's favorite listener because I'm actually listening to last week's Wide Open Wednesday.
Oh, good man. Appreciate that.
Just like the Howard Stern show used to be when I ran it on WJFK on a 7-day delay. So do the topics still jive? Yeah. Do they jive? Are they good?
Oh, they're great. I'm up to date, just exactly 1 week behind.
You know who he sounds like? He sounds like Seth Meyers.
He's like perfect.
He's got the exact Seth Meyers delivery. Yeah.
I think that's good. I'm tired. I'm trying to sound awake. So it's
you're doing
I'm
a decent job.
Right
decent
now.
Job.
Yeah, try to keep the tires on the road.
Enjoy the God's country. Enjoy God's country out there. It's just absolutely beautiful. First time I ever saw Malibu was last summer. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I said, people get to live here.
Do you suppose he's driving on the PCH?
Yes.
Almost there. It's beautiful. Can't wait. Get to hang out with some beautiful women all day. So
yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Well, thanks for rubbing it in.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right, guys.
Take care, man.
Real.
Appreciate it.
You know what's great? He's hanging with beautiful women. We have Mac. He has beautiful woman on the Pacific Coast Highway. We have Mac, and we have Wisconsin Avenue. Hello, it is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Rob. This is John Kane. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Rob, I was the software angel of death at the October meeting.
Oh, this guy's a swinging dick.
What does
yes,
he do?
Absolutely. He takes care. Well, basically, first of all, he had the Vistaprint card that said software angel of death.
I remember this guy now. Yes.
Yeah, Pony, this guy's right up your alley.
All right. Well.
Okay, good. So is Mike around by any chance?
No, he's died.
No, he's not dead. He's just not in today. What can we do for you?
Well, what I wanted to do is, you know, after his surgeries, I had back surgery myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I started commiserating with him. But I was just wondering, you know, as Mike is being rebuilt with all of these new components and everything.
Yeah.
At what point in time do you think Mike will be able to claim with all these new body parts he's finally technically younger than his mother-in-law?
Oh, good call. Yeah.
I believe we would have to check the manual.
Linda is, I mean, technically, if you put all, we'd have to see what percentage of Mike has been rebuilt
and
allocate
also,
that to the average age per part when it was actually made.
And I don't know if the statistics are available. We'd have to find the age of the corpse that the knee came from.
Yes.
Because that could throw it off.
That's the X factor.
That is the X factor. We will look into the statistics and send them off to you in a spreadsheet, sir.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. And I just absolutely love this show and appreciate everything that you do for the fans.
Oh, you're the best. Thank
you
for calling.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
We appreciate it very much. That's
very cool. Look, we should run that math. Mac, this is perfect for you. You got all the time in the world.
Sure.
We got the corpse. We've got the new hip. We've got the second hip coming.
That's right.
Right? Allocate for that.
The toupee.
The toupee. But then... Do people that have hip surgeries usually go for the knee replacement as well?
I don't know if it's like Costco, if they come in a pack. I don't know.
I'm sure it'll happen.
A combo.
Have to look at it. You get that and a hot dog and a Coke.
The knee is like the free printer that comes with your PC.
Yeah.
By now, and we'll include this knee.
I hope you're listening, Mike.
He's not.
And Carla, we understand what you're going through.
Stick around, folks. We're going to come back and tell you about what's going on at my house. It is nuts. I'm so glad to be out of it. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Excuse me. Listen. I love the Mike O'Mara Show. It's big. It's funny. It's effective. It's good radio. And I know good radio. Listen every weeknight at 7 p.m. It's strong, good, funny, smart radio. Believe me. The Mike O'Mara Show. Making Ocean City great again. 97.1 The Wave.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love when people call and say they're listening to us on The Wave. I think
yes,
that's
so much
cool.
Fun.
Very cool. Oscar.
Gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Vistaprint.com. You just heard John call in. When you're at an event, what a great conversation piece to bring out your wonderful Vistaprint card and talk to your friends and say, look, I use a TMOS code, and for just $9.99, I got 500 business cards using that promo code TMOS at checkout. Again, 500 cards for just 10 bucks. You cannot go wrong, whether you're buying business cards for your employees, your own company, or maybe you just want to...
Just for fun.
Just want to have some fun with your friends.
And it's not just business cards. Be like Jackie Wiseman from MuddlingMama.com. Check out, this is a very unique looking card. I love the way she designed it.
Ooh,
but also, she says, guys, use the TMOS code to get business cards for my blog and trifolds for her job.
That's so cool.
I mean, beautiful pamphlets. They do everything at Vistaprint.
Perfect.
Thank you, Jackie Wiseman.
Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. All you have to do is use a little template and it boom bam, it walks you right through it.
Done.
You don't even have to think about the graphics or dealing with any pain points when it comes to putting together your card. They help you through the process. Again, 500 business cards for just $9.99. Enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. Again, TMOS at checkout. Do it today, Vistaprint.com.
Thank you so much. Oscar, real quick, before I get to my house, we got some rain in Leesburg yesterday. Was there any rain in D.C.?
No rain, man.
So, like Blind Melon, man.
No rain. No rain.
So you don't know if the cleaning of your gutters did any good to help your flooding issues?
I realize that there may be an issue overall because all that gunk that I took out of my gutters, apparently, have you ever, copper gutters? Have you ever seen those before?
Like copper stuff on the exterior of the house. Sometimes they're gutters. Sometimes they're window toppers, like eaves and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's very expensive and very pretty.
Yes, very pretty. Maybe inefficient. That's what I have. I have copper gutters, right?
They'd be great. You could drink a Moscow Mule right out of your gutters.
Yeah, they're a little green now. I don't know if that's supposed to
happen. Oxidation, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, is that normal? I got to shine them up somehow. But I went up there.
He loves getting on ladders. Hand me a rag.
Got up on the roof yesterday when I got home, and I said, all right, let's see, because a big component of the heavy up, as they want to call it, and I'm using this wrong in every contract in America, is
and you know,
really
Oscar, let me just
palming their head.
Let's pause for a moment. Yesterday you said you need to stop saying the heavy up.
Yes.
And you're leading with it today.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Listen
though.
To your own advice.
The heavy up.
I gotta do the heavy up, get on the ladder, polish up, oxidized copper gutters.
Before the
Hey, yeah, is this Tony? Yeah, this is Oscar.
I need a 6-gauge. Tony!
I'm up on the roof with some oxidation issues on my copper gutters, and I've got a heavy up and flip-flop, blop-blop, slip-flop, blop-blop.
Tony's dropping by my new shutters today.
So it's no longer going to look like a house from Scooby-Doo?
The problem is...
with your shutters hanging akimbo?
The hardware is so expensive that I bought some paint thinner. And I'm going to take the old hardware that's been painted over off the old shutters and put them on the new shutters.
Mm.
Yes.
The paint thinner is not necessarily a paint remover, though.
Oh.
Did Tony advise you to buy paint thinner?
No, I went to Ace Hardware.
I see. Ace is a place.
Yes.
The helpful hardware.
I said, I need to take paint off this hardware. What do I do? I figure I just let them soak in paint thinner.
I think you want something a little stronger.
Light a match?
Did you? That's right.
Yes.
Put it in your vapor. Put it in your vape stick and just breathe all the fumes. It'll be great. Did they advise you to buy paint thinner?
No, but I think that's just common sense.
Well, the paint thinner is different than paint remover.
Why? It's the same thing.
Well, no, because paint thinner is used to thin paint. It doesn't remove paint.
Yeah, you would want the thing that says remover.
Yeah, because you're removing it.
I was looking at that bottle yesterday when I bought the thinner.
Now there is no, there was no DIY video on YouTube for you on this.
No.
And what kind of hardware is it? Just screws? Is it brackets?
They are old timey latches for the old timey shutters.
Okay, so the shutters are just literally just the shutters, just the wood and the slats.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
no hardware.
I think that the thinner might help. But I think you're going to have to go a little more high octane if you want to make it go.
Yeah, especially with old paint like that.
Yeah, old lead paint.
So would I just soak it in the paint remover overnight?
I would do that. And then I think there's still going to be some scraping.
Scraping?
Yeah, there's going to be work involved.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't have time for this. Don't have time. A little, and just for those of you that are keeping track at home, a little bracket costs $90.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Times that, and you need two brackets per shutter.
Right.
So I have six shutters.
Right. So that's 12 brackets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not spending that money. I'm going to take the old timey and then
repurpose it. How much are the brackets?
$90 a piece.
Ah, that is a lot of money.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money. But I'm not sure. I'll tell you this. I wish you luck.
Yes.
I think it might be okay, but I don't think it's going to be like a Tarnex commercial where you dip it and it comes out shiny and clean.
Well, that's what I was expecting.
No, because you've got 160 years of paint on there.
That's true.
Yeah. You got so many layers.
Yeah, and that's just emotional.
Layers.
He's like an
I'll keep you posted. I'll figure it out. I got to buy a remover, though.
Oh, yeah. I think that's
Look,
what I need to do.
There's a call.
Hi, paint remover. Hello.
Oh, my God. In delay. Turn down your computer.
So great.
Hello?
Oh, you frightened them.
No. Oh, they left.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
You know what you need to do? Go to
Ace. He was calling from Maine.
Oh, was he?
He was.
He's off to buy a bottle of listener remover.
Bottle.
So you know, Carrie has been doing, my wife Carrie, who I love so much, more today than ever, doing a lot of jobs with care.com. And one of the
Look, there's a call.
Thank you. Hello.
Sorry. Hello, you're on the Air Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. It's Eric from Baltimore.
Hey,
Eric. What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I had an idea I wanted to run by you.
Sure. Do you have any paint remover?
You have any brackets?
Brackets.
No.
What's up, Eric?
Probably make something work for you. But no, listen to your tracker commercial yesterday.
Tracker.
Sure.
And what if you put one of those on Mac to make sure he's going to school in the fall?
Ooh, Bluetoothed. Yeah, I like that crowdsourcing to get him there.
A big lighted Lucite map in the studio.
Yeah.
We could follow all his motions. All we'd need is a map of his bedroom, because that's the only place he is.
Pinpricks all over the map, you know, connected by string, all that good stuff.
Oh, look like an episode of Batman. Yeah.
This is brilliant. When does your new semester start?
Next week.
All right.
How many credits this semester?
12.
12 full credits.
12 full credits.
Wow, what classes are you taking? This is going to be good.
I am taking English.
Yes.
I am taking math, and I'm taking computer science.
All right. Everybody, mark down on your calendars. In about a week is when the Mac levy breaks.
Mark down, when will he be in line at the room to get the classes adjusted? When is the last day to drop this English class?
Eric, that's a great idea. We're going to go ahead and move forward. I think that's solid.
We're going to green light it.
We're going to green light it and move it forward, and we'll keep you guys updated, all right?
Look forward to hearing about it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, man. Mac, 12 credits briefly, sidebar. Have you ever taken as many credits, that many credits?
Not at one time. Over the summer, I did.
Okay, I don't need all that detail. Okay. Thank you.
Your English class, is there any sort of specificness to it? Because English is sort of broad.
It's a prerequisite,
it's English,
right?
It's English it's writing composition.
Oh, I can't wait to read some of his works.
Fiction.
Hey, write about me.
I did last time.
That's true.
He did. Fanfic.
Yeah. Yeah. Good fanfic.
Yeah, the fanfiction. Then he came in with his old fashioned and the towel dropped.
Cut to the old house in Georgetown where the shutters were still soaking in paint thinner. Nothing happened. The paint somehow got thicker.
All right, Carrie.
Yes.
Carrie Spiewak.
So one of the jobs that she enjoys the most on care.com is taking care of people's pets.
Yes.
The money is good, and she loves dogs.
If somebody went to that website right now, could they request Carrie Spiewak?
I don't know how it works. I don't think you can. But
the details, Rob.
If you put up, if you list that you have a dog.
I don't know how we found her body next to that. but a miniature painter. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, I at least know what paint thinner is.
Do you know her login?
We all have
find out where she's going, at least.
Our areas of expertise. I don't need to find out where she's going because
proof of life.
Where she was yesterday was in our house with three dogs and a kid.
Oh, you're running the doggy daycare.
Oh, my God. And I got home, and we have Linus, who, by the way, now is a defeated dog because other dogs are coming into his domicile.
Yeah, and taking craps all over him.
Well, no, actually, all of these dogs are remarkably continent.
Cool.
We haven't had any accidents, which is great. So Linus is there, but he's looking depressed. Then for 5 days, we've been keeping Luna.
Luna
is a miniature schnauzer.
They make great bars.
With big, big bat-like ears. And Luna is tiny. Like, Luna would fit on a sub roll.
Where do they stay?
Luna just walks around the house. And then for the day yesterday, we had Caden, I believe is the name of the dog.
Let's say it's Caden.
It's Caden, and it is a pit bull mix. Older lady dog, sort of the grand dame of the dogs, very lazy. And then there is
older lady dog.
Yeah, older lady dog.
Well, you know, dogs have personality.
She's the classy one.
True.
Yeah, she lives in the cul-de-sac with the big houses.
And then there's Murphy. Murphy is the Beagle Lab puppy mix.
Yeah.
And runs and bites and runs and bites. And that's all this dog does. Runs and bites. At one point, I looked over. This beagle mix had gone up to our coffee table and just bit the coffee table. I said, "You're an idiot. Stop that. That's not even effective."
Now I know why you drink, man.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Sorry.
And then...
You're an idiot. Stop that.
So the dogs are constant, and there's four of them. And there's really no way... We sometimes, when things get really bad, we'll put one in the basement and shut the basement door. But other than that, there's really no way to isolate these four dogs running around the house. Even if you live in stately Wayne Manor, four dogs is a lot of dogs.
Well, it's a lot of dogs for a townhome, man. I know how that feels.
And so we're doing our best to, you know, get things in order. And then there's the sort of...
Wait, just for perspective.
Yeah.
A window into your world.
Please.
When is there like a day you know today is going to be a dog day?
Today is a dog day.
Okay. Is it usually during the week? Are they signed up for like 5 days at a time, or is it
this
a weekly thing?
This is a particularly heavy dog season because of summertime and people are vacationing.
Yes. Not so, the Spiewaks.
No. No. Yes. We're headed, actually, though, we're headed to Williamsburg this weekend.
Oh, my God.
No dogs there. No
Where
dogs there.
Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens, water country, the beach, and don't tell the kids, a nighttime ghost tour of Old Town Williamsburg.
Only the best.
Yeah. Or I guess it's called Old Town Williamsburg. It's called Colonial Williamsburg.
Yes. Old timey.
Hey, you know what? I'll look for your shutters
there. Just rip off some hardware. That's all I ask you to do.
Can you see me being chased by a guy in a three-cornered hat?
Yeah.
Bringeth back that shutter.
The British are coming.
So... There's the dogs. Now, the problem is Luna is the little dog, right?
Yes.
And she's a little yippy.
Yeah.
When she gets worked up. And as I said,
I take everything back. Just drink as much as you
just
want.
Just about the size of, you know, would fit on a 12-inch roll at Subway. And Luna goes after the puppy beagle. And because the beagle and the pit bull mix live together, they're brother and sister. The pit bull mix protects the beagle puppy. So here's what happens is the stupid beagle puppy is chewing on the table, right?
Yeah.
Arr, 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 arr. And then Luna runs out. Arr, 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 arr.
Yeah.
And then the pit bull gets upset because it needs to protect her little brother.
Yeah.
So she gets up. Rawr, 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 rawr,
oh,
rawr,
my God.
And then Linus, not wanting to be excluded, he's just, bark, 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 bark.
Don't beat me.
Now, this is all going on while... Carrie is also caring for a young boy.
Oh, my God.
He is four. He's delightful, but he's watching Phineas and Ferb on Netflix. And because of all the barking, he's got it at an astronomical level.
Do you know what care.com's tagline is, guys?
What?
More joy, less stress.
BS. Not in my house.
Find care for the whole family.
So I
the Spiewaks will take you.
Come up last night about dinner time.
Wait, this is like a bad Russian run daycare.
It's insane.
Right?
It is.
How do these people know the capacity that you're bursting at the seams with these animals and these kids?
The
that
kid
aren't yours?
Comes from the house with the pit bull and the beagle puppy.
They dropped off three different entities.
I think they lack what is called responsibility.
The kid and the dogs get dropped off.
So I come upstairs.
That's like my family.
I hear,
take this kid.
I hear Phineas and Ferb screaming at a disc jockey headphone level. I hear three dogs barking and one dog chewing on a table. And Carrie says, isn't it time to start dinner? And I said, you know what? How about this? How about you do dinner, and I'm going to go back down to the basement just for a little while because I know these, we're going to lose most of them at 8 o'clock. So at 8 o'clock, we lose the pit bull, and we lose the beagle, and we lose the child.
Just give me a perspective.
Yes.
Just,
yeah.
For those at home.
Yes.
That may not live in suburbia land,
yes.
Right? Care.com offers child care, pet care, senior and adult care, and housekeeping. If there is an 80-year-old Asian woman in the corner of your living room right now, you've got a trifecta for everyone they offer. Carrie is offering care for everyone.
Well, you know what? She has cared for the elderly in the past.
So at your house?
Not at our house, but remember, she helped at the end with Big Daddy. So she has got like the perfect, she is the Babe Ruth of Care.com employees.
Where
she's done
is
it
she
all.
Once she drops all these money sacks, right?
Right, right. That's all
the
they
house.
Are.
Yeah,
it's like plucking
it.
Quarters from the sky.
That's all it is.
So she'll tell you she loves the dogs.
Yeah. But is she there?
Oh, she's there.
Oh, she's running errands, and Uncle Rob's got to take care of
there
everybody.
There have been times I have never been left alone with the two tedious dogs, the beagle and the pit bull. I have been left with Luna. But Luna, if you keep Luna away from a lot of excitement and the other dogs, Luna is pretty much a doormat.
What about that kid?
The kid, never been left alone with the kid. I don't do the kids.
Good.
Wink, wink.
Well, hey, stop it right there.
I'm sure.
But anyway, they're coming back today. Today is a dog day.
Get your date night on. So, find a sitter now.
So
what I'm a fledgling disc jockey.
All I'm going to do is I'm going to go home, close the basement door, get some 10-penny nails, nail it shut, and let Carrie deal with four dogs and a child.
You have to go home to that today?
They
the kid's back.
The kid is back tonight. She has to pick him up and the dogs, I think, at four.
What about the four dogs?
And
so three dogs, the four with your own dog.
Yeah, the four. I'd like to take Linus in the basement with me. He needs a little attention.
When does the Asian lady come over?
The Asian lady, as soon as I open the trap door. Just let her out.
I'm so sorry.
She has access to the entire main level of the house.
Do you want a different job in the afternoons? I feel like you need to escape.
You know what? Maybe Carrie could just take care of me.
Man.
That'd be nice.
That sounds crazy.
I told you I'm glad to be here today.
Yeah, you can hide in the basement. No wonder you're down there. Daddy's working. Gulp, 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 gulp.
Watching Phineas and Ferb. It's Elvis Death Day. All I want to do is watch Elvis, and I'm here. And I'm here.
Hey, kid, let me tell you about Elvis.
That would make him leave.
Wait, was he watching downstairs next to your computer?
Main level.
No, no,
okay,
the bar's downstairs.
No, no, that's off limits. He was what we like to call in the daycare center.
Ah.
Somebody Photoshop a baby, four dogs, and a mysterious Asian woman in her 80s in Rob's living room. Please.
Make sure she has an IV. That's what we want. All right, we're going to come
get
back.
Get the insulin.
Sounds great.
Come back and talk about them sexy Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy. When we return. And if you're in the Leesburg area, please send help. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He got an Eldorado, too.
Oscar.
Yes?
There is a home burglary every 13 seconds. Think about that. Four times a minute, someone is getting robbed.
Mm.
And most of them happen in broad daylight. And they usually start simply this way. The crook comes up and rings your doorbell. If you don't answer, he knows the house is empty and he goes to town. Wouldn't it be great if you could protect your house? This is not a really hard concept. All you have to do is be able to answer your doorbell, and the Ring video doorbell makes that possible.
Perfect. I actually I bought the big package for my parents.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Very cool. The Ring video doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door just by using your smartphone. And now Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property. It's called the Ring of Security Kit. It includes a Ring video doorbell for your front door and a Ring stick-up cam, which is a wireless weatherproof HD camera that keeps an eye on other parts of your property. So awesome. The Ring video doorbell and the stick-up cam, they install in minutes, and together they provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or thousands of miles away. So right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. It's the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Very important. ring.com/TMOS. Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Just go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS. Be like Oscar's folks. Use Woo! It. Use yeah. it, baby.
I get to see my parents' front door, the back door, the Ring doorbell picks that up, the front of the garage. Multiple cams, people.
I need to get it just so I can see all the dogs in my house. All the dogs ringing the doorbell.
Yeah, the guys came over to put in the new AC system at my parents' house.
Uh-huh.
So I'm all over the cameras.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to mention this. I got a knock on the door from, you know, my crazy across the street neighbor, Mrs. Kravitz,
the
one that talks to us through the screen.
Through the screen.
And the one that asks Carrie once via email, is there a number I can call that Rob doesn't answer? She really doesn't care for me.
Does not like you.
But her husband, the school bus driver.
Yes.
His name is Dave.
He's Otto?
Hey, and I love to get Blotto. No, this guy seems to be fine. I believe it might be the wife who likes to get Blotto in that household. You can always, I'll put it to you this way. You can always hear when they put their recycles out. Clink, 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 clink. There's no hiding that blue bin. But he was going door to door, and here's what he was doing. Since all our houses were built at the same time, he's saying, how's your air conditioner holding up?
Oh.
Because his is on its last legs, and all our houses were built at the same time. And I've had this told to me by contractors before, and he had it told to him as well. The contractor-grade air conditioner systems they put in our house are not quite adequate for the amount of floor space. They're right on the edge.
Oh, so you're talking about the tonnage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you know about this.
I know about this because I've been talking about this for months.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're gonna we're gonna heavy duty it. What are we gonna do?
You're gonna heavy up.
Heavy up.
Heavy up.
You gotta heavy up.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't at all. Again, you're talking about tonnage.
People are yelling to their radios or their phones.
Explain tonnage.
Shut up.
Explain tonnage to me. Heavy.
It's very simple. Per square footage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unit. Technically, you want the right amount of tonnage for your square foot or the amount of space that that system is going to supply cool or hot air for, right?
Uh-huh.
And ideally, you're going to have, and this could be wrong, this was just stated to me, you're going to have a 20% drop off of the stated ton.
Okay.
Tonnage that the system's allotted for. So, for example, let's say this room was allotted for 1 ton of power, right?
Okay.
To come in towards us of capacity, we would probably only get 80% of that.
Oh.
So
you got to buy more than you need.
You got to buy more than you need if you actually want to be served that exact amount.
So the thing is I'm on a cul-de-sac, and there's a strip of townhomes across from us, and there's our strip. And what he said is that the end units, because they have exposed walls, they have 1.5 ton.
Yeah.
And then the inner ones have 1 ton. So I have a 1 ton one.
Yes.
And even when it's at its very best, it's adequate. What's up, Pony?
I'm just enjoying this.
Yeah. He said, you have a 1 ton one.
Yeah.
And Pony looked at me like, are you going to say the joke? Or am I? Go ahead. No, continue. Too cheap.
But you know what's great? If Pony were to live in a 700 square foot apartment, it would seem so big because he takes up no room. He's like a broom.
Square footage.
Exactly. So he's saying, you know, with these 100 degree days, how has it been going? And I said, you know what? Okay. When it gets closer to 90, it's all right. You can't really expect an air conditioner to really battle consistent 100 degree weather. He says, well, ours has gotten worse and worse. I said, well, to be frank, so has ours.
Yes.
Because they've been worked too hard for too long.
But it could be the four dogs and that kid and the Asian woman in our house sucking up all that cool air.
Yeah.
The Asian woman keeps moving it down to 62.
Yes. All they're doing is radiating heat.
So, but what he's doing is
I mean, that's logical, right?
It is logical.
Yes. There's more people living in my house during the day and it's hotter.
Yeah. I wonder if we could put the dogs, if we could ice them down.
Well, they're running around.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Carrie, you know what? This is a zero-sum game.
We're running the AC to its max. It's going to die soon, and all these people aren't going to be a part of that equation.
So he's going around. He has found a guy that will give him a stepped-up unit at X price, 5 years, no financing. He's actually going neighbor to neighbor to try and work a group deal.
A bulk deal? It's smart.
Yes. Isn't that smart?
Yeah, super smart.
And, of course, he loves it because it gets him out of the house from his drinking wife.
Is he on an end unit?
He is.
Ah, so it means more to him than anyone else.
Exactly. He's motivated.
Do you know what the deal is?
Carrie, actually, we spoke with the details. I know about how much it would cost to do our house.
But what do you get? Like, what's the bulk deal? Does he get the better side of the bulk deal?
We know how much it is, and then he's going to approach him with X number of people
involved.
Oh, he's going
to negotiate.
Yeah.
This guy's got a lot of time.
He does. Well, he's a bus driver, and it's the summertime. Yeah. I mean, it's really sort of his down season.
The man's off from work.
Up till now, the only thing I've ever asked him is, how come you got chains that hang under your school bus? Why you got them chains there?
What is a unit cost for a townhome these days?
An adequate unit for my home, it runs $9,000 to $10,000 installed.
$9,000 to $10,000?
Yep.
No, you are getting ripped off.
And so, but that's the, you know, the one that's adequate and step up from where we're
at. Oh, no, I agree. But I'm going to write down what my, for their cartoon-sized house compared to mine, my parents' cost.
Yeah.
I'm going to write it down.
Please
for you.
Do. But again, this is one conversation I had last night with one guy. We've not shopped.
Installed.
It. Seriously?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Duly noted.
Yes.
Duly noted.
$9,000 to $10,000. Wait, just for context, it's just the AC, right?
Right.
Yeah, not the heat.
No.
You don't need a new furnace.
No.
You don't need to get a whole new ducting put into your place.
No, by the way, the house, speaking of heat, the house will still be hot in January based on the temperature
and
it is now.
I don't think your neighbor's ripping you off. I think the guy who's selling them is ripping you off.
Once we get the coalition together, the air conditioning coalition, as known as the ACC.
Yes.
We'll get the best deal. But that's very surprising to me.
Yeah, I know, because I paid for it. Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right.
I had to call my father. Dad, what are we going to do about this payment? He goes, oh, Scott, I'm pretty busy. Put it on your card. I'll pay you back. And I was like, all right. I'm going to float more money that I don't have.
So that said, and again, that was based on one brief conversation last night. But even though he's obviously a rube when it comes to shopping.
Hey, guys, I'm going to pay three times as much as we're supposed to pay. But if we get a bulk deal, we're just going to pay two times as much as we're supposed to pay.
But I, you know what? I give the guy credit.
What
for
an a-hole.
But I give him credit for thinking of the coalition idea.
How can I get ripped off just a little bit less?
Then there's the other guy that's directly across the street. I wouldn't call him antisocial, but he's very antisocial. Yes. He's coming
home.
Wait,
do you have some sort of high efficiency system, or is it just a regular that garbage can with a fan in the back?
Yeah, it's a train. Yeah, can't stop a train.
They can, apparently.
Yeah, you can't stop a train for three times its retail
value. The guy who quoted him is running a train on all you guys. Jeez.
So the antisocial guy gets home with his ugly wife, and he's going up the steps, and Dave yells across the street, how's your air conditioner? It's fine.
Yeah.
Is your upstairs hot? It's fine. He just had nothing to do with him. Just totally shutting him down. So I'll keep you updated and we'll see what happens.
Look,
we were glad to get through this summer with this air conditioner.
Aren't you happy we had that conversation?
Delighted.
Yes.
Be flipping lighted.
Let me tell you, I can get you one from 9 to 10.
Why don't you just pay me in cash? $10,000.
Put it to my name and that guy will be back by next summer.
Yeah, this installer guy, his name is Cash. So make the check out to Cash. If there's any change, I'll get it to you. All right, so the Olympics are on.
I can't believe that. We're talking multiple thousands of dollars of, like, difference.
Yes.
Right? Almost half.
Well, I'm going to tell him. Like I said, he might not be aware that this is happening.
I'm going to connect you with my guy.
I like that.
Yeah, please. Jeez. Yes.
Or Adrian's dad.
Yeah. Oh, Adrian's dad. I mean, let's do it.
Adrian's
that's who's going to show up to your house. The guy says, let's do it. He just got up from the keyboard where he was taking a pot nap.
Let's do it.
I wasn't taking a pot nap.
The first time I saw your head pop up all day, what were you doing that close to the keyboard?
I was noting the coincidence that my dad's union is right down the street.
Oh.
Your dad's union?
What does that have to do with this?
Norma Ray?
No, the local union of the International Union of Operating Engineers is right off of Wisconsin Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. But what does that have to do with... air conditioning conversation.
He's very excited.
He has no idea.
No.
Diego, I love you, man. Just keep working hard, man. Keep working hard.
I found an angle in the Olympics that we all can enjoy.
Yes.
Because it involves xhamster.com.
Please.
They have released a list of the sexiest Olympians that are out there.
Oh, let's do this.
And the number one sexiest Olympian.
Don't go number one.
You want to move from the bottom
up? Yeah, five. This is something that's driven me nuts forever because I started doing it as well. As a young broadcaster, used to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
And what was Don and Mike before. And I would always hear Mike go one down.
On some lists, I think that matters.
Yes.
I think statistical lists.
Is this five up, like, to the...
I have 15 of them.
Okay, but and five, so, but does it go into the number one?
It does, but also I believe that this is such a subjective list.
No. Let's be 15. Honest with each other.
All right.
We've been doing it wrong, is what I'm saying.
But I'd say that this is not as an important and it's not as an egregious fault as if you were, say, counting down.
But if you're building up into some sort of presentation, you want to go 5-1. Fair?
Yes.
I do it too, Rob. I'm telling you. I'm on the same page.
And also,
Mike, stop going 1-10 when there's an actual buildup.
All of these Olympians have paid $10,000 for air conditioners.
5-10.
That's right. At number 15, South Korean gymnast Son Yong-jae.
Son Yong.
That's S-O-N-Y-E-O-N-J-A-E. And I love the fact that the Olympics now have some legitimate tie-in, although they would never admit it, to xhamster.com.
Ah, she looks a little too young for me.
Okay, good. Oscar keeping it classy. At number 14, U.S. sprinter Natasha Hastings.
Natasha Hastings. Solid screen name as well?
Yeah.
She's track, so let's see. Too many muscles.
Yeah, but she's very fit.
Yeah, she's very fit.
Number 13, Spanish tennis star Garbine Muguruza. Garbine Muguruza.
Oh, she came right up. Some people have been looking at this lady.
Isn't it great? Don't you love when they pop right up like that?
Shoots right up, yeah.
All right. Remember, not only number 12 on our sexy list, but she upset Serena Williams, Elina Svitolina. That's E-L-I-N-A.
Elina Svitolina came right up. People looking at this lady.
What are your thoughts?
All right.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
All right. Hungarian swimmer at number 11, Zuzana Jacobos. And I bet you get this one on three letters. ZSU.
I got it.
Autocomplete really doing his job.
Beautiful.
All right. Italian volleyball
player.
Look,
she looks like a Selma Hayek.
Have you
seen her?
No, I haven't.
You have a picture? Oh, look at this. Boom. Bam.
Wow.
Oh, for those
like
of you.
Model pretty.
I'm all horned up hitting the microphone with my computer. Look at that. Don't look at my browser history.
You know what's really great? Oscar has got 1.5 tonnage over there.
Tonnage!
At number 10, Italian volleyball player Francesca Piccinini.
Francesca? Hold on. Don't go so fast.
This is a wonderful play-along game for everyone at home that they can actually, you know, Google along with us.
Piccinini?
P-I-C-C-I-N-I-N-I.
All right, let's go. All right! Oh. Not bad.
All right.
Yes.
British shooter Amber Hill at number 9.
Amber Hill.
Kind
of, ooh!
Let me see.
Nice.
You like that?
Not bad. And no wooden teeth.
That's so nice of you to mention. You'll know this one without... We actually Googled her yesterday. U.S. diver Cassidy Cook at number 8.
Number 1 in my heart.
Yeah, very, very solid. Brazilian volleyball player Jacqueline Carvalho. Jacqueline Carvalho, and that's J-A-Q-U-E. L-I-N-E. She's a Brazilian volleyball player.
Hold on a sec. How do you spell her last name again?
C-A-R-V-A-L-H-O. And these folks are the sexiest Olympians, according to xhamster.com, which turns out not a website about rodents.
Yeah, NSF.
Although
yeah, NSF.
It might be a category.
This is why I love Brazil.
Yeah.
They don't just have their athletes in their... Brazilian Olympic
garb?
Attire.
Yeah.
They have them on posters wearing thongs.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just how they roll. It's cultural, you know.
That's the uniform.
Yeah.
Wow. That's actually a picture of her taken on the podium, I believe. I mean, laying down, snuggling a volleyball.
She clearly has a poster out because this is like a professional shoot.
Yeah, that's nice
awesome.
Work.
I love Brazil.
She's already a winner. Yeah. Number 6, Russian long jumper Daria Klishina. That's D-A-R-Y-A.
Daria Klishina?
Yeah, and there's a Russian long jumper. I love watching the long jumpers.
All right, here you go, Rob.
Yeah.
This is one for... Oh, yeah, I've seen her everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Now, she got DQ'd, unfortunately. She wasn't able to compete. And she was already in Rio.
Yeah.
But there was a big story because at the last minute, they said she couldn't compete because of that performance-enhancing drugs
the
doping issue.
Wow. You know what? She can compete. In my pants.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if she defected, you know. And
nothing
just,
defective there.
No, she defected.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And claimed political asylum and stayed in the States.
Number 5, Oscar, Dutch field hockey player Ellen Hoog. H-O-O-G. Ellen Hoog.
Top 5 here.
Yeah, we're in the top 5. Sexiest.
H-O-O-G?
Yeah, Ellen Hoog. She's a Dutch field hockey player out in the Dutch fields.
Oh, man. Wow. Her game face isn't as attractive, but her modeling pics are solid.
Wow. Nice,
right?
Like her.
Nice.
We can skip number 4 because his name is Thomas Daly. Number 3, Italian swimmer.
Well, let me see this guy. Let me eyeball him.
Okay.
Yeah, were you keeping all the dudes out?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact.
We got some gay listeners who might want to see.
Yeah. Or guys that are interested.
That's right.
Look.
And you know, Pony says okay. No to nothing.
Yeah. Thomas Daly.
Yeah, Daley.
Oh, Dreamboat, lots of abs. I can see why. Look at that. Yeah, might make a move, Rob.
Hey, you know what? If he could fix his hair, I'm all in. Italian swimmer Federica Pellegrini.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
Yeah, because we're in the top five now. These are all some really
Federica Pellegrini.
Yeah, Pellegrini.
Oh, yeah. Game time. There you go. Gentlemen,
okay.
For those of you
who
on Ustream, today's a Ustream name.
Very
check that
cute.
Out.
We're in the top two now. Number two, I might put at number one because there's a viral video of her doing a dance, getting ready to compete. That is so amazingly sensational.
Oh, this track and field lady?
Australian hurdler, Michelle Jeannique. That's Jennike. And her video dates back to 2012, but it is solid. She really
enjoys.
She should
be number one. I don't know how she's not number one.
She's amazing.
Mac, you shook your head ruefully. How do you know so much about this?
I've seen the video.
Oh.
He's seen the video many times.
Yeah. It's where she's just jumping up and down and dancing at the start line.
Yeah, she's getting ready.
Has Lucky seen you watching the video?
No.
No.
Maybe.
You know, Mac is different than the Olympics because the Olympics only come every 4 years.
Oh, gross.
Okay.
Gross.
That's bad. And number one, I think this is no surprise, although I do think that Michelle should have been number one. Number one is Allie Raisman, and she is, of course, the U.S. gymnast.
Oh, the tookus on this gymnast,
oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Solid, baby.
So,
where's the horn?
No,
this is
legit. So most of these gymnasts come out, and they look like they've got, like, you know, just, let's be fair, there's so much muscle on them
yes.
that there are not too many curves,
right? Exactly.
But Allie Raisman,
mm-hmm.
like whatever she's doing with it, I don't know if they're glute exercises. I don't know exactly how this happened, but she somehow became one of the sexiest women in the Rio Olympics.
She is truly not Mary Lou Retton.
No.
So those are your sexy Olympians. Gentlemen, lock the door, Google, see what we were looking at. I thought it was a good list. And a shout out to everyone at xhamster.com.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Great website. We'll be back with Oscar Rotzi right after this.
Welkom bij Nederlands voor de bonus show uitzending luisteraars.
Welkom to Dutch for the bonus show listeners.
Bonus show uitzendingen duren ongeveer een uur en bestaan uit spelletjes, geweldige verhalen en wat gevloek zonder reclameonderbrekingen.
The bonus shows are approximately 1 hour long and contain games, great storytelling and cursing without any commercial breaks.
Dus sta niet te kijken als je woorden hoort zoals en
So don't be surprised if you hear words like s**t and
Dus kom met je dikke reet van je stoel en ga naar Mike O'Mara uitzendingen webpagina en klik de bonus show uitzendingen link aan.
So get your fat ass out of the chair and go to the Mike O'Mara webpage and click on the bonus show banner. Suck a dick.
Thank you, Lev. So nice. You know, summertime is here. Summertime is the greatest time of year. And if you want to make the most of your summer, you need quality sleep so you can just get the most out of your day. I know how to do it. You get yourself a Sleep Number bed. You can't afford a mediocre night's sleep. You pay the price the next day. You got to sleep well. You can't afford that mediocre night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed. Just go to a Sleep Number store. It's the only place you can get it. So you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts on each side for firmness and support. It's a perfect bed for couples because it's like each of you have your own bed. And with optional Sleep IQ technology, it tracks your sleep so you know what to adjust to sleep better. Like changing your Sleep Number setting. It can make a huge difference. You can be at your best all the time. In fact, according to Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their Sleep Number setting are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. So do it, folks. Mike O'Mara's Sleep Number is an 85. Carla's is a 65. My dad's is a 35. He's loving his bed. And last night, I checked it with him. Mike's Sleep IQ score was a 95. He loves it. And right now, a queen Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at only $1,099.98. It's a great value. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to offer the salesperson a nice mint and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Please do that now. Sleep Number, good folks, and they've been with us a long time. Now, the rarest of the rare, a Wednesday edition of Oscar Rotzi.
Gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
You know all that bad press that Taylor Swift gets?
Oh, because she's a man-eater?
Oh, or some people just get, they're jealous. They get upset that every time she breaks up with someone, she makes a hit and makes millions of dollars. Do those guys get residuals? I don't think so.
Oscar, haters gotta hate.
Right? They gotta hate. Can't hate when Taylor Swift donates $1 million to the Louisiana flood relief.
Why are good people so good? They make us look so bad.
Why is?
Why is the good people so good?
Hey, Tony! Look.
Hey, relish the fact that you caught me.
It's tough.
It's rare.
To really hate someone when they're taking money out of their pockets and they're giving to people that really, at the end of the day, need it.
So let's. She's pretty.
Yeah.
She's talented.
Successful.
She writes and performs her own music. She does, make love to men and kill them like a praying mantis. But other than that, and she's generous, she's really one of the good ones.
We have listeners in that area, so our heart goes out to them. Prayers to that community. 11 people have perished, sadly. And though it's a national story, I don't think it's getting enough run.
I think that it's a tough break for them, not only that it's happening, but it happened during the Olympics.
Yeah.
And it's tough to cover hard news like that, especially when the Olympics are such a glaring good news story. Every day.
Yeah.
If you poke around Facebook, folks, there's Kickstarter campaigns. There's ways you can get involved. And, for the price of a trip to Starbucks, you can really help someone out.
Absolutely.
So, and you'll feel good.
Every dollar counts.
Help out if you can.
So good for Taylor Swift.
And that's awesome that she does that.
Speaking of young people, if you don't mind, Rob, tell me about the experience you've had with, let's just use Julia, for example.
Okay, that's my daughter. She's 15.
On her, when she's online, did she ever tell you about people writing nasty things or...
Like bullying?
Bullying one way or another.
She actually...
Because it's easy when you're a kid, right? Because you don't really know the consequences.
She doesn't... she's never told me about any online bullying that she's seen. She did...
Or is she the one bullying?
Guaranteed. No, not really.
I mean, probably.
No, she did bring some bullying to the attention of the faculty at her school last year.
Yeah?
And it was very brave of her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. O'Bannon?
Yeah.
He doesn't rule. Kevin Smith speaks out about daughter's Harley Quinn's online harassment.
Okay.
At Harley Quinn Smith, which is her Instagram account.
Is that her real name?
That's
named
her,
after the DC
yes.
comic character?
Okay. She's just 17, and she posts a picture of herself, and people just go crazy because it's the land of suck online sometimes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he penned an open letter. if you're a parent, you should definitely read it. And it really takes these trolls to task.
He is a very smart man, a very funny man, but also a man who can get inside the diseased mind of the person that is the internet troll. We had on the Audio Vault last week when a guy gave him sort of a very passive-aggressive, I didn't like your movie,
yeah.
and he refunded him his money from the stage. I mean, he diffused the situation
yeah.
so perfectly.
Perfect.
I hope he does the same smart kind of action with this.
Just to give you a taste of what he wrote,
yeah.
One of the comments he posted under some of these heinous... just abusive comments. Wow. To unload on a teen girl because you have nothing to do in life is just wrong.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you have nothing else to do with your life, so you're just going to sit there and attack a teenage girl.
And you know what's so great is that we all know that, but when it is in response to
yeah.
a tangible threat like that, it makes you realize just how bad it is.
Well, and also as a parent, it freaked me out to even have my kids online, but that's part of the landscape these days.
Sure, sure.
But anything's possible, right?
Yeah. Well, good for him for stepping up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So,
another reason to like him.
Another reason to like Kevin Smith and another reason
to
really...
Don't you have any jerks in the news today?
Oh, yeah. they're making another JonBenet Ramsey murder TV show where that young lady can't escape. No, the filmmakers.
Okay, they're jerks.
Not great. Them.
So how long ago was that now? Was that 20 years ago that she was murdered?
It's forever, 1996.
Yeah, 20 years.
Yes.
Wow. And what great network is going to carry this?
Lifetime.
Ah,
of course.
Of course, that's a good one.
ID Investigation Discovery.
Oh.
So listen, still wild that they haven't solved or even had any traction as far as this case is concerned.
But Pony is still a person of interest.
Plenty of World War II in 1996.
He always likes young women that spin revolvers on their fingers.
You know what's interesting about...
Her little cowboy outfit.
And actually
big,
sad,
big fan.
These Tyler's and Tierras.
Yes.
They didn't become popular until after that murder, and that came to light that there was this subset of the population.
The subculture. And I think that is really disgusting that a murder would bring to light something like that.
Right, because remember, we didn't know anything about it.
Not
and now there are TV shows that have been on for months.
Exactly.
I mean, months, years.
Yeah, and also, what is it, Honey Boo Boo evolved from that.
Yeah.
So really, there is nothing. Stop it, Tony.
It's so gross.
There is really nothing good that comes from this. Don't make that movie.
No. Morgan Freeman calls the new Ben-Hur a reimagining of the 1959 classic. Have you ever seen it, Rob?
What, the original Ben-Hur?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Every
kidding?
Easter.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's great. The chariot race. Oh, it's one of the most exciting. You know what? It is an ancient Roman Fast and the Furious. It is shot so well with real horses and everything.
Do they have Nas?
Yes. They don't have Nas.
Nas.
And also, I think, Oscar, you would enjoy it for the chariot race and for the understated homoerotic tone that Ben-Hur has with his friend Marsala.
Within the story, talks
lots of hugging and handshaking.
Lots of controversy with the first film with the animals that were used.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used real horses.
Yeah. This time, I think they used one real horse, but the CGI allowed them to lay out the field of chariots. Just using one real horse.
Wow.
Right?
That's pretty
incredible.
Is that
something you watch?
I would watch
this weekend.
I would watch it. I like big budget spectacular things. That's like in Willy Wonka, the new Willy Wonka with Johnny Depp. There was only one Oompa Loompa.
I hated that.
And then they just kept putting him everywhere. So that's the same thing, except instead of little people, they're using horses.
This weekend. You can take your son. I might go see that, actually.
It won't be this weekend because I'm out of town, but very soon
I'll
go see
it. They have theaters downtown, down in Williamsburg, Old Town.
We'll be doing stuff other than going to the movies. I'm not traveling to another city to go to a motion picture.
Going to Williamsburg. There's nothing to do at night except for that one tour, one of those nights.
Hey, what about drinking? There's lots of drinking to do.
Oh, quick update. I'm sorry. Instead of one more story
about
Ali Raisman's ass.
Yeah.
I will say this. Programming note.
Please.
Because we owe it to our wonderful listeners. Friday and Monday, we are taking those days off for a little summer vacay.
A long weekend.
A long weekend, right? You may wonder, well, wasn't that the vacay you took in July? No, I was still in school. There was no vacation.
There was no vacation. Right?
I was finishing school. So, Friday and Monday, no shows.
Well, best of shows.
Oh, well, best of shows.
And they're great. Pony does an amazing job with
Friday
them.
And Monday, best of shows.
And a bonus show for you, of course.
And a bonus show will be done as well.
And we'll be back on Tuesday with brand new content and lots of great stories.
Quick programming note, we owe it to our wonderful listeners. Just a heads up.
Thank you very much, Oscar. Appreciate it.
Yes. That is Oscar Rotzi for your Wednesday.
That's the rarest of all Oscar Rotzis. The Wednesday Oscar Rotzi. We will take a break when we come back. The Audio Vault. And this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's time to download the TMOS app.
Hey.
It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
We don't need no stinking podcast. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, God, play his name, Robert. The show is a...
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel. And hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott.
We're back. Phony, you don't know who Randolph Scott is.
I have no idea.
He was one of the biggest Western stars of the
1940s. Biggest.
That's great.
So it's a joke that the people of a Western town would hold him in high esteem.
Oh, now I get it.
Write an essay and get it back to me that you understand that joke. I'm just trying to help you out, dude.
I love it.
All right. How are we doing Amazon-wise this month, Oscar?
Listen, people. Listen. I ran the numbers.
Have you ever run numbers?
For half the month. And we're behind last year.
You need to do better on 15 days.
If we're going to save Casa de Shenandoah.
You're doing Wayne Newton?
Yes.
I thought you were doing Marcus Serta.
We need to save the stallions.
If you want the guinea hens to run free.
If you want to see this wonderful palace alive, well, you need to shop more on Amazon.com.
My jet pulls right up to my mansion where it connects.
Casa de Jando has bills just like you do.
Keep the lights on.
And if you're shopping for your office, buy more Wainiac gear through Amazon.com.
So they just go to our website, click the Amazon button, or easier than that, on the app, there's a shopping cart.
Trigger needs more feed.
Thank you. The Stallions. That is Wayne Newton for Amazon.com.
I gotta work on that one.
No, I thought it was perfect. Let's open the audio vault. For today, it is Wednesday, August 17th, 2016. Oscar, we had a wonderful submission yesterday from our anonymous submitter. It was a pony promo. And we all enjoyed it because it spotlighted Pony going, mm-hmm.
If you say so. No, and I did a
Well, Anonymous is up and running and gave us something brand new. It's a song that talks about Oscar.
Oh, no. Oh, it's really Elmo.
Yeah.
Just rambling, misogyny.
Then turn.
La 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 la, la 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 la, Oscar's world. La 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 la, la 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 la, Oscar's world.
My favorite.
He talks a big game, but no one buys it. It's Oscar's world. Keep it tight.
Keep it tight. What a wonderful tribute.
Well, there were some misnomers there.
He speaks poor English. He's FOB.
Same guy?
Same guy, Anonymous.
Talented friend.
Yeah,
keep him coming, my friend.
One of these days, he will reveal himself.
Very talented.
I hope so. I hope
Very
so.
Talented.
Are you watching the new Hard
if
Knocks
it's Mac
on HBO?
All of a sudden, you blow my mind.
Oh, I'm sure it's Mac. It's Mac and Brittany together.
Go ahead.
Do you watch Hard Knocks?
Yes.
This season, they're featuring the Los Angeles Rams.
Ooh.
You know, moved from St. Yes. Louis to L.A. There is a player on the Rams called Will Hayes.
Will Hayes.
All right. And he does.
Willie Mays Hayes.
He does not believe that dinosaurs ever existed. He also believes in mermaids. And he was very excited that the franchise moved to the West Coast because the proximity to the water.
Oh, he's right there.
He's going to see the mermaids.
Can you
right?
Look, if you're listening to St. Louis, cover your ears. But if you get that call and you're like, man, you're moving to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Where they're going to treat you like the kings you are.
Exactly.
Right? Like anything you wanted in St. Louis, they can import.
I think that in many ways, Los Angeles could be a better city than St. Louis.
Yes.
I'm not here to make comparisons.
Really?
But anyway, here's Rams head coach Jeff Fisher and Will Hayes discussing, A, that mermaids exist, and B, dinosaurs do not.
Will Hayes absolutely believes and is totally convinced that there are mermaids and they do exist. Okay. As a matter of fact, I remember him getting real excited about the potential for moving out here. Because he knew that he would be closer to mermaids here on the West Coast.
But it's a mermaid, though.
It could be. You find different species in the water every single day.
I haven't had the luxury of overhearing his discussions regarding the dinosaurs.
No, they never existed, Cody. I don't believe in. I don't believe in dinosaurs. I just can't fathom a T-Rex walking around here, you know, something that man ain't never seen.
No, but dinosaurs never walked this earth.
He can't phantom that.
He can't.
No.
And something man has never seen, but he believes in mermaids.
Mermaids, exactly. So I think one of the best
the
things about that
mermaid.
Show, the best thing about the show Hard Knocks, it's not all about football. Sometimes it's about woman fish hybrids.
It is a solid season, though.
Oh, it
you
is.
You get to see how they're adjusting and really taking a franchise that was had its roots. Some would say in Los Angeles,
yeah.
But had spent a cup of coffee for some time in St. Louis and moved to Los Angeles.
That show usually finds a good angle every year, always worth a watch.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Even if you're not a sports fan.
No. How about this? At the Olympic Swim Stadium in Rio, there are rules that you have to keep, you know, to make sure that the competitions go right.
No thongs.
And in the way, every day, this is not on television every day, but every morning at the swim stadium, the same lady sings this song to all the people in the swim
cool.
stadium. Oh, it's cool. Her name is Bianca Giordeo, and this is a wonderful song.
This is Rio 2016. Thank you all for coming in. Help us keep the arenas clean. Thank the volunteers in yellow and green. Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
thing about the Rio Olympics is they're sweating the details.
Well, they're warming up the crowd.
Is that what it is? Make sure you keep it clean. That's right. Pick up your.
It's like the same thing you get briefly when you go to a Senor Frogs in any Mexican resort you go to. Is they'll take anything and make it entertaining.
Exactly. Right? It's all making it showbiz. Let's close with this. It's always nice when you find someone that has a similar outlook as yourself. And I really relate to this guy. His name is Joey Pricks, P-R-I-X-X. And he is what I like to call a plastic surgery enthusiast. Mm. He's trying to make himself better and better. Just like me. So when I see him talk, it's like looking in a mirror.
My name is Joey Pricks, and I'm a creative and aesthetic body piercing artist located outside of Boston, Massachusetts. Plastic surgery has been a huge part of my life for about 5 years mm-hmm. now. I've had 2 nose jobs, silicone butt implants. I've had the sweat glands from my underarms removed. Ugh. Every 1 to 3 months, I get my lips done and Botox. I get Botox on my entire forehead with the brow lift, around the eyes, the bunny lines of my nose, my chin. And every 6 to 12 months, I get cheekbone fillers done. At this point, I've spent about $60,000 to look the way that I do, tweaking myself to what I see as perfect, and I couldn't be happier.
Is he good looking?
No, he looks like a freak of nature.
Actually, I'm looking right now. He looks like Randolph Scott.
Oh, shut up.
Let me see this.
That's your magic audio ball.
That guy is not. He needs his money back.
He does. He needs at least 30 grand back.
Man.
I would play more tapes. I've got to go Google what bunny lines are. I have
no idea.
But we appreciate you listening. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. That is it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or a package, as Mike would say, send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag tomorrow, send it to me, Rob, with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Oscar Santana, Pony Boy Bloom, Mike O'Mara, and Randolph Scott. This is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.